Message 3 was received at 6 a.m. today.
Hey, it's Mickey.
And it's yet another message from Mickey Kaus, Slate's political weblogger, who likes to call our voicemail early in the morning or late at night.
Last week, John Kerry began mispronouncing the name of the U.N. envoy in Iraq. His name's Brahimi. Kerry was calling him Brandini, an unusual mistake for Kerry to make. Obvious point, if Bush or, heaven forbid, Dan Quayle had made this mistake, we'd never hear the end of it. Second, less obvious point, seems to me if you make the same mistake three times, you open yourself up to cheap psychoanalyzing by bloggers and journalists. So here's my attempt. Was Kerry's repeat Brandini-ing, one, a reflection of his frustration that Bush's last-minute decision to go with the UN was stealing one of Kerry's ideas? Two, was it a reflection of his frustration that deciding to go with the UN at the last minute might actually work? Three, was it a ham-handed attempt by Kerry to express general crowd-pleasing contempt for Bush by mispronouncing Brahimi's name? Fourth, was it a ham-handed attempt to dumb himself down for his audience, or at least not to appear too sophisticated or Brahmin-like? And five, was it all of the above? You make the call. See ya.
That call from Mickey Kaus. You'll find more of his unadulterated opinion in the Kaus Files at Slate.com.